This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, yeah. 9 o'clock stretch in progress right now. Come on, let's do it together. Oh, that's... Ooh, yeah.
Feel better?
After a while, it does. Start to feel better. Yeah. Initially, maybe not so much, huh?
Dr. Oz says we got to stretch to stay healthy. That's what he says.
I believe it, and yeah. I probably don't do enough of it.
Yeah.
But since I'm going to physical therapy today, yes, I've been doing my exercise at home. I sure have. Anyway, good morning and welcome. It's 9:06. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and he was the most he's the most narcissistic a-hole in history.
What?
That's what James Cameron, the director,
yeah,
and part-time bozo.
Ugh.
That's what he called our president.
Really?
Yeah.
Look who's talking. Come
yeah,
on.
The most narcissistic a-hole in history since blanking Nero.
Look in the mirror. James, come on.
Yeah,
really?
And he says, and you could quote that. Okay, tough guy.
Uh-huh. Right.
Now, this is the guy that got all bent out of shape about climate change.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. The world's going to end and all that. Well, it hasn't.
Not yet.
And then he's all belly aching and crybabying about AI, which I think is interesting because, well, he's horrified that AI could be used to create artificial actors. You mean like an avatar?
Whoa.
Yeah.
Looky there.
Yeah. Who's the blank, you know what now? Uh-huh. Huh? Who's the blankety blank, blankety blank?
Take that. What
blank
Bob,
and A.
What Bob said.
Yeah.
Yeah. James. Jimmy boy.
So, yeah. So he's afraid of AI, but he made the movie Avatar. And he has no love, obviously, for President Trump. And it's like, you know, this entertainment thing mm-hmm. is kind of fading a little bit.
Yeah.
He's against the streaming services, which I'm thinking, so you still want people to go to a movie house? Have you been to one lately? Do you know how much it costs?
Oh, yeah.
But you're against streaming. And he said he has become a fierce foe of streaming giant Netflix and excoriated the idea of the streaming being included in Oscar nominations.
Interesting.
So, well, it's very interesting. Do you know why? Because the Oscars are moving to YouTube.
Oh,
I believe next year, okay. If not, definitely in 2029, YouTube. And they say it's going to be a good thing because they're not going to have the time constraints that network television has had.
That makes sense.
So they can spend a little bit more time on the awards and go a little bit deeper than they do. And the stars that come up and give their little speeches can... blab on.
Yeah, right.
So, yeah, James Cameron, these people just...
Nah.
Who was it that said that President Trump lives in a bubble? Was that Schumer?
Schumer, yeah.
Yeah, President Trump lives in a bubble, but
right.
James Cameron, he's right on, right?
Oh, yeah, he's out there.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Senator Mark Kelly. And we have another guy. Can
he just shut up?
Well, can we just send him back to space?
Please.
Can he be the one that we
one-way ticket.
We're not able to rescue for about 10, 12 years.
Or maybe
you know?
Just Mark, Elon, give us some help here, buddy.
I mean, I don't wish him any ill will, but I'm saying, you know, a decade with, you know, with him being up on the International Space Station might not be a bad idea.
He could get stuck or something.
Yeah. You know? Oh, he said that Trump's address to the nation sounded desperate and defensive.
Okay.
Trump came out with charts. He had a very positive message for everyone, a very uplifting and illuminating, too, because he had to explain, I started with a mess, which is absolutely true. But he talks about how things are changing, how they're getting better. And and the 1.45 million military service members are each going to get a check for $1,776. And that's paid for, by the way, not by taxpayers, but by revenue from his tariffs. You know this kind of thing drives the left bonkers. But here you have, like, Schumer coming out and trying to take issue with that, saying Trump lives in a bubble. So once again, the Democrats are on the wrong side of things. So you don't want the military to get a bonus? You're against, why are you against the military?
Weren't these the same people whining and crying, going, oh, the military is not going to get paid. Their families are going to go hungry. And so now they're getting the bonus, and you don't like that. Make up your mind. You like our military or not?
It doesn't matter. If it comes out of Trump's mouth, then they're going to take issue with it. But the bottom line is, his Trump RX is going to be launched. It's going to be huge. That's going to save people money on pharmaceuticals. Tax cuts are going to save people money. Electricity. Trump said that he would reduce rapidly rising costs associated with AI thanks to rapid approval of new production. Within the next 12 months, we will have opened 1,600 new electrical generating plants, a record. Wow. Very soon, prices on electricity and everything else will fall dramatically. He talked about rent. He said over 60% of the growth in a rental market came from foreign migrants under Biden, and that his mass deportation campaign would reduce costs. Again, people argued that and said it wouldn't and it doesn't. It's not directly related. They were wrong. Trump was right. Trump said that the annual cost of new mortgages soared $15,000 under Biden, but dropped $3,000 on his watch. It's coming down a lot lower. The numbers are going to be shocking, and I'll soon announce our next chairman of the Fed, someone who believes in lower interest rates by a lot, and mortgage payments will be coming down even further early next year. And he proclaimed once again that he was making America great again. He said, tonight, after 11 months, our border is secure. Inflation has stopped. Wages are up. Prices are down. Our nation is strong. America is respected. And our country is back stronger than ever before. We're poised for an economic boom, the likes of which the world has never seen.
That doesn't sound defensive to me.
It doesn't. It doesn't sound desperate either. No. Sounds like he has a game plan moving forward. It sounds like, you know, he cares about the military. It sounds like he's concerned about the housing market and the high costs related to that and rent. And he's actually doing things about it, not just talking about it. So I don't know where, you know, Mark Kelly, where he comes up with this speech sounding desperate and defensive. Davis, Gainesville, Chevrolet Skylines. And Tony, you're on the air.
Hey, good morning. I just kind of chime in here. You know, it was the illegitimate Biden administration that came out before the holidays and kicked out service members for not getting the COVID vaccine shot. So I never heard any Democrat or any person really decrying that. Trump comes out, praises the military, and gives us a bonus. What we're seeing is a tale of two presidents, one illegitimate and one who's legitimate. Thanks, Bob.
Yeah, well said, my friend. And Merry Christmas if we don't talk to you before then. All right. Yeah. I got another story here about the Trump RX. And he talked about it a little bit in his address. He said, I negotiated directly with drug companies in foreign nations to which we're taking advantage of our country for many decades. And I've got them to slash prices on drugs and pharmaceuticals by as much as 4, 5, even in some cases 600%. In other words, your drug costs will be plummeting downward. And I use the threat of tariffs to get foreign countries who would never have done it to pay for the cost of this giant dollar reduction. And they stopped ripping us off, et cetera, et cetera. And this is another very positive thing that the president has done. But you wonder with, you know, a poll that shows AOC, you know, beating out Vice President J.D. Vance in a hypothetical 2028 matchup, you have to wonder, are people getting the message? Are they getting the, you know, the good news, the positive things that Trump is doing? Or are they just listening to all the heavy-handed negativity and exaggerated baloney that, the left bloviates on every single day.
Well, think about where people get their news. TikTok, other platforms, social media. They're not getting the whole story, for sure. You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
They're getting a very slanted view.
It is it's frustrating, as we've said before.
Yes,
frustrating. All right. It is approaching 9:16 right now on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. We're about 30 minutes away from Things That Make You Smile, brought to you by Transformation Dentistry and my dentist, Dr. Samantha Annis. So start thinking about upbeat positive thoughts. And you never have to miss a minute of the show, by the way. You just search the Bob Rose Show on your favorite app, hit the follow button, and you can catch up on every episode, every hour, every highlight, whenever it works for you. Now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Mommy, my belly hurts. I can't go to school.
Nope.
I can't do that chore, Mommy. My belly hurts.
Are we having flashbacks now?
I'm just trying to think of ways to get out of work. You know me.
Everybody used that one. That's nothing new. Sorry.
I used a real one, though, just to call you on it.
Remember,
I had to do the whole heart attack thing.
Oh, yeah.
I wasn't faking it.
I've been in radio 40-plus years. I had a morning co-host have to leave, and she drove herself to the emergency room, but never has anyone literally had a heart attack during the show while I was on with them.
And you didn't seem to feel bad because, it's because of you. You pushed me over the edge.
No, I didn't feel bad because you kept going, it's heartburn, it'll pass.
It's indigestion. Well, this is really bad.
Because you had always said, look, after having had a heart attack, you would know what one felt like.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking, well,
yep.
I know everybody in the building thinks he's having a heart attack, but he doesn't think he's having a heart attack. He ought to know because he's had one.
Well, I'm generally the smartest guy in the building. So if you use that as a reference point, you'd have to say,
Hold on.
No.
That was deserved.
So, it probably went back to,
yeah.
Bob is always right. So maybe it just is like indigestion.
Yeah.
But
except for the profuse sweating. The continued pain.
Yeah, when I started to pass out, that was definitely a sign.
That's a sign. Here's your sign.
Well, thanks for not overreacting, Greg's like, I was laying on the ground. Greg's like, yeah, I got a couple of things to do here. Hopefully Bob will be out of the studio.
Well, literally, I was having to step over him. I felt bad because I'm like, I got him a towel for his head, so he'd cool off and all that kind of thing.
I wouldn't mind if you stepped over me, but a couple of times you actually stepped on me.
I tripped. Okay, I tripped once or twice, but you were right in the middle of the aisle right there. So,
Then he locked the door on the ambulance drivers, which I'm like, what? No, time is of the essence. Greg's like, what?
Side note here. It was so funny. And I'll just share it. So I was actually at a doctor's appointment with my mom, a little ER thing, nothing serious. But anyway, and I see this guy, and he's got like Alachua County gear on. I'm like, he looks familiar. So I finally ask, because he's there with his family waiting to get in. I said, you looked familiar. I said, have you ever been to like a Valor event for the Sky or something like that?
He goes,
oh, Sky. Oh, yeah, you're Greg. Yeah, we took Bob out of the studio that day.
Wow.
I'm like, now I know why I recognize him. He was hauling you out through the lobby.
Well, that's how I've made friends with, the first responders.
Yes.
I call on them when I need them. They've saved me twice in Alachua County and once in Marion County.
Yeah. You're just trying to make,
But you know what? Maybe my New Year's resolution is going to be, I am just not going to get really sick anymore.
Okay.
I'm just not, I'm done having heart attacks. So as soon as I say that, you know, I'll stroke out. But yeah, no, I'm done with that monkey business. Good. I am on a even a more serious health. That's the thing. It's not like I'm living this unhealthy lifestyle.
No, you're right.
But
but sometimes it's genetic. There's just all kinds of things that go into to play there.
Yeah. Hey, FBI Director Dan Bongino, you probably heard by now, is resigning. It's not a rumor. He'll resign his position with less than a year on the job and reportedly already packed up his stuff. And, quote, I will be leaving my position with the FBI in January. He announced that on social media yesterday, well, yesterday evening, I guess. I want to thank President Trump, AG Bondi, Director Patel, for the opportunity to serve with purpose. Most importantly, I want to thank you, fellow Americans, for the privilege to serve you. God bless America and all those who defend her. The announcement caps a day of speculation of when he would leave, with four sources telling the New York Post that Bongino's departure was expected soon. President Trump later confirmed on Wednesday that Bongino is heading for the exits after joining the administration in March, and he was positive. He said, Dan did a great job. I think he wants to go back to his show, and he probably does. That paid him nearly $5 million a year versus the $220,000, maybe $270,000, I think, something like that, that he was paid there. Anyway, he's 51 now, and yes, he already had his office all packed up, I guess. And he said that, you know, he served his role, and you know, it's time to move forward, I guess. Yeah, he previously considered actually quitting, I guess, in July after a heated exchange with AG Pam Bondi. And apparently that had to do with handling the documents pertaining to Jeffrey Epstein.
Mm-hmm.
And so he had pretty heated back and forth with Bondi, initially stating in a public memo that, quote, no further disclosure would be appropriate or warranted. Prior to taking office, Bongino promoted conspiracy theories involving Epstein, including suggesting that he may have been murdered. I don't know that that's like that out there. Like, whoa, you're way out there with that one.
No, it's not too crazy.
So. Before this year, affirming the official account that he died by suicide in 2019. Yeah. Well, if it officially says it, it
must
know.
Be true.
Yeah.
It's kind of like on the internet. If it's the official thing, it must be true.
Yeah. You think when everything comes out in the end, I have a sneaking suspicion that he didn't maybe work directly for the CIA, but I think there's a nexus. There's a link, I think.
Oh, Epstein, yeah.
Between
yeah.
Epstein and the CIA.
Okay.
I definitely feel that is true. Now, did that lead to some sort of a compromise? Did that lead to suicidal stuff? I don't know. But that's just one of the things when I think about it.
And will we ever know? Probably not. There's a lot that we will never, ever know.
Well, they released all the, you know, the files on JFK, MLK, I mean.
Oh, you mean all the official files.
Yeah, that people have gone through over the last, like, 60 years.
Yeah, those files.
Culling anything that could actually be, you know, helpful in ascertaining something different than the official story. Yeah, right. 928. On the Bob Rose Show, Greg Cassidy is here. We're about 15 minutes away from Things That Make You Smile. More headlines on the way as well. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Happy Thursday. Good morning. Welcome. 9:36 on the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. One of your top stories is the president giving a warrior bonus to our warrior class, our military? You've got, what, 1.45 million members of the military that qualify, I believe, for this. And it is a check for $1,776 to mark the 250th anniversary of this awesome nation, to thank them for their sacrifices. And it doesn't come out of taxpayer money. Every dollar of this comes from tariff money. So that, to me, is a win-win all the way around. The left went completely bonkers. They had to take issue with Trump. It's like, do you realize what you're doing? You're disparaging the military.
Oh, yeah.
And I would assume that is not what you're attempting to do. You're going after Trump. But no, this, just like so many other issues, you're on the wrong side of.
But these are the same people, Bob, who just a couple of weeks ago were talking about how rude he was to the military and all kinds of... It's like, what are you talking about? So now he's doing something for them, and they don't like that either.
Yeah, he was... and look, it was a very dignified transfer of American soldiers that President Trump was clearly a major part of, along with Secretary of War Pete Hegseth, as we lost... three Americans, Iowa National Guardsman Sergeant Edgar Torres Tover, Sergeant William Howard, and civilian interpreter Ayad Mansour Sakat. They were transferred from a C-17 at Dover Air Base. And President Trump said, that was a beautiful event for three great people. And they're now looking down, and their parents and wives and all the people that were there. I mean, devastated, but great people. And Trump had met with the family members of the fallen before the transfer. And, just a tragic event. But it follows very somber, but very dignified ceremony there. You've been following the shooting, Brown University? I got to tell you, it's Providence, Rhode Island. I mean, you've got a lot of lefties there.
Oh, yeah.
And... the college campus there, which isn't as large as I thought it would be. It's only about a quarter mile by a quarter mile. Hmm. They literally call it like a postage stamp.
Oh, wow.
But Brown University is a high-class, Ivy League school. And they're not afraid of charging you top dollar to go there.
No.
But yet they really didn't have, I guess, the effective cameras. They were high resolution. They didn't have enough of them. They didn't have them in many of the places where maybe they should have. And then... I saw this story. The shooting at Brown University exposed a major gap for a recently opened real-time crime center.
Ooh.
In Providence. Real-time.
Real-time, okay.
Doesn't that mean it's monitored?
Yes.
Otherwise, how could you know that something's going on in real-time if you're not actually monitoring it?
Makes sense to me.
Right.
Logical.
And apparently, this cost over $1 million.
Yeah.
But wait, it didn't include surveillance video from the college campus.
Wait a minute. But where did the crime happen?
On a college campus.
And where are the students?
On the college campus.
So what is the area that maybe you should be monitoring?
Well,
including
this is Providence, the city in which the college, exists. But you would think that maybe there would have been a partnership.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just guessing. But you wonder if Providence went to the college and said, hey, we're putting in this $1 million state-of-the-art real-time crime center. And look, college campuses, unfortunately, have been areas where there's been, shootings and issues. Would you like to be a part of it? And maybe there was some cost involved. And that brings around, once again, the $7 or $8 trillion that Brown University has in an endowment.
Billion. Yes.
Sorry, I was all falling all over my tongue on that one.
Well, just thinking about all that money and what they're not spending it on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And once again, it shows, I guess you can say, what's wrong with these people? That's really, why would you hold a press conference when you don't really know what's going on? I don't get the purpose of that. You have a website, you put out information. If there's anything that's really pertinent, news gathering sources are going to grab it anyway.
Oh, yes.
But to do these long, drawn-out press conferences, they turn out to be really, kind of a waste of time. And not only that, you start to feel less and less confident in their abilities. And that might not even be fair because, look, the people that are on the ground are the ones that are going to do the real, you know, searching, looking, investigating, you know, and they're not necessarily attending or part of these press conferences. So, you know, the people actually doing the job may be very hard at work, but these people, why they keep holding press conferences, I don't understand it. Two people were killed. Nine others were injured during a shooting at Brown University around 4 o'clock on Saturday at the Barris and Holly Engineering building. Officials said a person of interest was initially taken into custody but later released after evidence didn't indicate he was involved. It was Muhammad Aziz Umzakov and Ella Cook. They were the two that were killed. And Cook, she's 19 years old. She was vice president of the Brown University College Republicans. Such a lack of details. Now, some of this stuff may have been filled in, but as of last night, when I watched the press conference, they couldn't give you a number of how many students were in that room.
Really?
Yeah.
That should be pretty simple.
It's called a headcount.
Yeah. Colleges know who's in class.
You would think. Huh. You would think, but they were unable to answer that question.
Wow.
Did you do you have any DNA evidence? Now, I found out later that there's claims that they do have some.
Right. We heard that.
But initially, when they were asked about it, remember, this is 4 days after the event, they kind of switched subjects. Well, we're gathering all kinds of evidence. Well, that wasn't the question.
Right.
The question was, do you have DNA?
Right.
So, and then they introduced this secondary kind of person of, you know, that's wanted to, you know, a person of interest.
Interest, yeah.
And the video on this is a little bit better, you know, some of the still photos and that, a little bit better, but not great. Since my first year as mayor, elevating public safety in every neighborhood has been my top priority. This investment in Providence's real-time crime center strengthens our ability to protect neighborhoods and improve quality of life for everyone in Providence. That's what the mayor, Brett Smiley, said when he announced the center's launch. It was funded with a $1 million grant from the federal government. Providence also agreed to pay Axon Fuss's $750,000 to run the system through 2028, which could be extended. So, yeah, Providence built this $1 million center. It didn't include a university. Was that on their fault? Was it the university's fault? But really, definitely, I would consider that a major oversight. Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines and Mike, good morning.
Good morning, Bob. You know, this just shows, again, the bad guys case places. They look to see if they're going to be easily caught or what's watching them, and they pick the targets that have the least resistance. I mean, it's just common sense.
No, you're absolutely right. Gun-free zone, check. Lack of surveillance, check.
Mm-hmm.
You know, law enforcement, we know of at least one car that doesn't have a dash cam on it. Check.
Yeah.
Because he walked right by it.
Right. Well, and thanks. And Joe Biden, just for a little hindsight, remembering, was one of the ones who really pushed the whole school gun-free zone thing back in the day. So thanks again, Brandon.
Yep. Eric O'Neill, cybersecurity expert, former FBI operative, told Fox News it would have been helpful if Brown University allowed the crime center to use their security camera feeds. So if that's all they wanted, just to use the feeds, that may have cost a very small amount of money. It still costs money to transmit that, but a very small amount, minuscule.
Right.
And to have that extra layer of protection provided by the city and a federal grant in real time.
But you wonder about decisions. Now, it's not as serious as this, but stop and think about our own scenario here. We used to have access to cameras in Gainesville so that we could see in real time what was going on with traffic situations or whatever else may be going on under the view of those cameras. Well, when they were, you know, kept being called on the carpet for wasting money and all kinds of garbage, what did they do? They pulled the camera access from their site. Now, how much did that save
really,
them?
Really, in the grand scheme of things, how much?
Versus us being able to keep the public informed in real time if something's going on, what's going on with traffic or anything else.
Which is public safety and public service.
Exactly.
But yeah, they pulled the plug on that quickly.
Yes.
But then they still kept up with their other pet projects and other silly spending.
Yeah.
You know, go figure.
But this seems to be a mentality with, I don't know what happens to people. They get in a leadership role and they just get really stupid.
Yeah. I mean,
we see it all over the place. It's just, it's crazy.
Yeah. You wonder, like, what were they thinking at Brown University when all they had to do was send the feeds to people who were going to monitor it for them in live time?
Yeah.
And they failed to do that for reasons that may or may not come out. But it just seems like I don't have a lot of confidence in how this is being handled.
No.
You know, if they would have came right out, if that guy, it turns out he said Allah Akbar, and we don't know, but he shouted something, which you have witnesses that clearly survived, both shot and those who were not shot. You have witnesses. How come that is not come out as to what he said? And here's why it's important. If he did say Allah Akbar, now you have an act of terrorism.
Yes.
Now you have the FBI taking the lead, which is now what's occurring now.
Right.
And that makes a difference.
But nobody knew what they said.
Nobody's releasing that. Uh-huh. And I don't know how they get all those people to not say anything. Well, we don't know how many people because they won't even tell us how many people were in the classroom.
Unreal.
It is bizarre. It really is. I hope that they catch the shooter, obviously. 9:48 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is time for things that make you smile. We need some upbeat, positive thoughts. You know, good things that are happening in your life or marking an occasion, you know, a birthday or something special. Share it with us, all right? Give us a call at 877-975-9825. Things that make you smile up next. Brought to you by my dentist, Transformation Dentistry and Dr. Samantha Annis.
Covering up your eye teeth there.
Was that a digital thing or was that me on the air? It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is time for things that make you smile, upbeat positive thoughts, brought to you by my dentist, Transformation Dentistry, and Dr. Samantha Annis. And Rita, good morning. What's making you smile?
Good morning, guys. Merry Christmas. This December, I found out that my oldest son is going to be a father, and my second oldest son got engaged, and my youngest son back from a wonderful trip to New York City to see the tree. And so it's a very heart-filled, happy, Merry Christmas. And I wish you guys the same joy in your families and in your Christmas vacation.
Well, thank you so much, Rita. Same right back at you, for sure. Levy County Joe, what's making you smile?
Oh, my son and daughter, they're doing great in school. Way, way different from when I was a kid, thank God. And they're on the actual right track, and they can read, they can write, they can listen, and it really makes me happy.
Well,
have a great day.
It should.
Oh, yeah, if you can read, write, and arithmetic, then you got a good start there.
A great start.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Looking forward to seeing my little grandbaby. TJ. Looking forward to that.
We'll watch for the pictures that you'll be posting.
Yep. It definitely makes me smile. Yep. Hey, don't go away. We're not done yet. Coming up next, it's The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Time now for The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. United States Senate on Wednesday confirmed Jared Isaacman as administrator for NASA. It was a 67-30 vote, officially approving President Donald Trump's nominee to lead the space agency. The self-made billionaire, commercial astronaut, and aviation entrepreneur, at age 42, Jared Isaacman becomes the youngest person in history to lead NASA. So, Jared, light those candles. Send up those rockets. And that is your Smoking Gun. The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. On behalf of Greg Cassidy, I'm Bob Rose. God bless you and your family. Have a great, safe day. See ya.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.